You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 213, A Lesson in Faith. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about faith. We've had many lessons from Spirit about this subject, and so we will continue our discussion on faith today. What is so important for you to understand and understand about faith? For one, it's more than just a word. People use this word so loosely that it has lost its meaning. Just because someone says that they have faith doesn't mean that they do. It's easy to say that you have faith when things are good, but when trials come, do you really have faith? Can you trust God to make it through? The Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So this means that if your faith is never put to the test or used, then it doesn't exist. Today is the test. Humanity is facing a great test of faith, and many, sad to say, are failing miserably. And why do I say that? Well, it's very evident that many on the planet have lost faith in everything that is good, including God, in their own bodies. People no longer believe that their body knows how to protect itself. They have lost faith in their God-given immune system and have adopted the belief that man knows better than God how to protect them from an outside threat. But what if man is the threat? Then you are in trouble. People need to wake up because they are too quick to give their power away due to fear, and they don't know who the enemy is. They seem to resonate with darkness so much so that when you offer them some light, they rebel against you. This is what's happening right now on the planet. People only believe in what they can see today because they have been conditioned by the television what to believe, and they no longer have a connection to their inner knowing, to their infinite innate intelligence. And this is clear by the actions that many are taking. Why have so many people lost faith in the power of God? It's because people have been removed from God for far too long. And for many who say that they have faith and believe in God, that goes right out the window whenever they get scared. God is no longer real to them at that point. And this is proof that they never really believed in God in the first place. Because when it's time to put your faith to work, then you abandon it. So what we need to understand and understand is that God works through us, through our bodies and our minds. That consciousness that we call God, in whatever language you speak, needs to work through us to be present on this planet. If we are living in the time of the return of Christ consciousness, then that consciousness needs vessels to work through. Are you willing to be a vessel for God to work through? It won't be a popular path, I promise you, because God is hated by the wicked, and the wicked have been in control on this planet for far too long. So you won't win any popularity contest when you stand up for God and for what's right, because you will be fighting against the lies and the wicked. And the masses have become the children of the wicked. They love darkness. They love their wicked masters, and they will fight for them. Just like back in the day when black people in the United States were in slavery, slaves would fight one another over their masters. And those same masters raped and slaughtered them at will. This is the same sick consciousness that we are dealing with today. So you have to have courage and faith in order to do the right thing, because it's not popular. And you might be standing all by yourself when you stand up for what's right. We have to pray for the minds and the souls of the people to be liberated from the grip of darkness. They are in a deep sleep, a deep hypnotic state. They are mesmerized by the lies and deceptions of the wicked. It's not easy to stand up for what's right when the masses fight against you because they desire to remain in darkness. They have been brainwashed into believing that wrong is right and right is wrong. This is also a prophecy, and now we're living it. So my question to you is, are you ready to be a vessel for God and the light to work through? Because many have given their bodies and minds to darkness, and they fight against the light. It's become popular to do so. And too many have become the children of darkness. They are the ones responsible for deceiving the masses with trickery and illusion, trying to get the people to follow them to their destruction. So we have to be the children of the light. We have to fight for the light on the planet and for what's right. It's like giving birth. The baby and the mother must fight to bring forth that life, or they could both die. We are in the midst of birthing a new earth, and we can't give up now. We need our faith more than ever, and we need courage and strength to speak the truth. So that means we must become the vessels of higher vibrations. We must embody the divine as a consciousness of light and manifest it on our planet. Everything needs a vessel to work through in order to exist in our physical world. And too many have forgotten that we are the channels for God to work through, and that we have to stand against darkness in order to bring forth the light. If we fail to do this, then the darkness will consume our planet and humanity will be no more. And this is no joke. This is exactly what we're facing right now. Humans are being turned into biological AI. We must wake up before it's too late. For the past 5 years, Spirit has been telling us that we have to be prepared because something was coming, and that if you have not done your spiritual work, then you will not be ready. And now we're living in the time that Spirit was preparing us for. You can go back and review every episode in this podcast, and it was all to prepare you in some way for this time. Spirit has been telling us for years that ignorance and fear are the tools of the devil, and they are our greatest enemies. And these are the tools, ignorance and fear, that are being used against the masses today. Another thing that Spirit has been telling us is to turn off the news and to stop allowing negativity into our lives. These bring your vibration to an all-time low, and we see this for ourselves. Those who are fixated on the news are the ones who are filled with fear. This is what Spirit was preparing us for, to be detached from all of that, from the deception. Your intuition must be developed in order for you to pass this test. If you have not been working on developing your intuition and tuning into your higher self, then you are lost right now, and you can't discern the truth from falsehood. You will also be looking for your answers outside of yourself. You have the innate ability to know what is true and what is false. But if you haven't developed that ability, then it can't help you right now. For those of you who have been working on yourself, then you have to learn to trust your intuition. This is why the awakening is such a personal experience. It's because it all happens within you. A part of you decided long ago to either awaken and to take your power back or to remain asleep and continue to be a slave to darkness. And now you're just living it. No one can give you faith. Only you have the power to develop it. And it's developed through trials, through tests. And each time you go through a trial, your faith should get stronger. Because when you come out on the other end and all is well, this is what increases your faith. It was all a test. You have to remember this. The spiritual path is a difficult path because it does require you to have faith. And now that we are coming into the time of the sixth sun, it will require you to go within in order to find all of your answers. You will have to face your fears and overcome them. And this will be the only way that you will have peace in your life. You can't fake this test. When the universe tests your faith, it's to allow you to see who you really are and what's really in your heart. Your faith has to be tested in order for you to know who you truly are. And in the end, it will show you if you have faith or not. Faith is not the ability to physically see the answer that you seek. Faith deals with the unseen. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. You can't see what you believe to be true. And this is why it tests your faith. It's a trial, and it pertains to your belief in God and in your belief in the innate power of your body to heal and protect itself. You must remember that in this world that we are living in today, choosing to be an empowered being is not popular because it takes effort, and people like to take the easy way out. Choosing to fight for your freedom, to be a sovereign being, will set you apart from the crowd. You become a threat to those who desire to keep humanity enslaved. This is why people who think for themselves are called dangerous people. It's because darkness cannot control them. So they lie on them and turn other people against them. This is dangerous because people like Hitler did the same thing. They created so much negative propaganda against the Jewish people that when the time came for the Germans to round up the Jewish people, the common people literally helped send them to the ovens. And all the citizens of Germany considered themselves to be good people. For me, as a Black woman who was born and raised in the United States, I have witnessed the same dark agenda being perpetrated against my people. Whenever we, as Black people, stood together to fight for our human rights, the media and crooked politicians lied on our people and our leaders. They called every civil rights leader terrorists and enemies of the government. The propaganda was horrific, and it caused every one of our civil rights leaders to be assassinated because it turned the common so-called good people against us. This is what I see happening in this country once again right now. But it's no longer white against Black. It's evil against good. The same fight is being waged against anyone who stands up for their rights. They're being called troublemakers, gangs, and terrorists. The fight has turned against humanity, not just Black people fighting for their rights. But what should comfort you is the history of Black people in this country, because Black people won that fight. We were the minority in a country that was filled with wicked opposition to our freedom. We had no money to back our fight, but we had faith and belief in God. And we won. We won against the odds. So let this be a reminder that God and the universe are on our side, those of us who are fighting the good fight for our freedom. When we fight for the rights and the freedoms of one human being, we are fighting for all human beings. I want to tell you that I see something powerful coming, something amazing, but it may be a little bumpy getting there. If you have faith, then you will feel a sense of peace within your heart, despite what appears to be happening around you. So I want to encourage you to continue to do your spiritual work and to know that there is a brighter future coming just around the corner. Stand firm in your knowing and in your faith, because this too shall pass. And when it does, you will know yourself to be the powerful being of light that you truly are. Continue to share and shine your light on the world. We are living in a day when everyone is becoming more of what they are. This is also prophecy being fulfilled. The test is for each one of us. It gives us the opportunity to grow and to see who we truly are. It allows us to use all of the tools that we have been given. Earth is a powerful school for powerful beings of light, and you are one of them. So don't ever forget that. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.